Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Deborah Grok. Victoria's police chief has said sorry for the role the force played in taking Indigenous children from their communities. Shane Patton has told a group of survivors and their families that Victorian police had to admit the part it played in the removals and the harm it caused for everyone to be able to move forward. The removals happened over many decades, from the beginning of the 20th century until 1969, because of formal government policies. Commissioner Patton has said an apology should have been given much earlier.
I acknowledge that survivors of the Stolen Generations have called for an apology for police involvement in the forced removal of Aboriginal children for more than 27 years. This apology is long overdue.
Two more government flights have been organised to repatriate Australians out of New Caledonia. The flights were scheduled to take off from the French territory this morning. Some stranded Australians have reportedly received conflicting messages on evacuation from the Department of Foreign Affairs, but opposition leader Peter Dutton has told Channel 9 that officials are doing their best to bring everyone home.
DFAT will be having a look at all of the available information on the ground. The safety of Australians will be paramount in their minds, so we support the work that they're doing.
Bird flu has been detected at a second Victorian farm. The case of avian influenza was confirmed at a property in Terang, 200 kilometres southwest of Melbourne. The site is linked to an egg farm in Meredith, 130 kilometres away, because both farms share management, staff and machinery. A mass culling of 400,000 chickens is currently taking place at the Meredith farm after a number of poultry died from the same virus. Social media giant X has lost a legal bid to avoid local anti-discrimination laws. The Queensland Civil and Administrative Tribunal has ruled that X, formerly known as Twitter, has to answer to the state's laws despite being based in America. The Australian Muslim Advocacy Network had objected to content on X that they said vilified followers of Islam. The content originated on a far-right conspiracy blog and was subsequently posted on X. The Australian Border Force has burned and sunk dozens of fishing boats it says entered the nation's waters illegally. More than 200 boats have been seized in two operations in Australia's north, with 48 of those sunk. Cabinet Minister Jason Clare has told Channel 7 the destruction of the boats serves as a warning to fishermen who want to flout the law.
The illegal fishing is a serious thing. Anybody coming into your backyard and stealing things out of your backyard is serious. You've got Indonesian fishermen lured out into the high seas, into our backyard, to steal things like shark fins or sea cucumbers. The only way to stop it is to burn their boats. Send a message that if you do this, then you'll lose the most valuable thing you've got, your boat.
A single entry from South Australia has claimed the $150 million Powerball jackpot. Lottery officials say the winning entry was bought in-store from an outlet in Adelaide. The ticket holder has now come forward saying he cannot stop smiling and pinching himself over the life-changing win. Meanwhile, the annual Vivid Festival begins tonight in Sydney. Organisers are expecting more than 3.5 million people to attend over the next 23 nights of the festival. Festival director Jill Menavini has told SBS there's going to be more to the event than illuminated buildings.
Each year of Vivid Sydney has an entirely different program. So if you think you've seen Vivid before, think again. I know you mentioned lights, but we also have an extensive ideas program, a music program and a food program. So really, across those 23 days and nights, there is so much more than the light walk.
I'm Deborah Grok. This is SBS News in Easy English.